Aurora L.
Esther P.
Cindy R.
James M.
The names of 76 people who died in Spokane this year who had no place to call their own were read out loud at an event downtown. As participants came forward and placed a bell with that person's name on a small Christmas tree. The audience heard how the homeless, on average, can expect to live 30 years less than those who have permanent housing. One who spoke was the chief medical officer for CHAZ, the Community Health Association of Spokane, which operates numerous clinics that serve low-income people. Dr. Deborah Weiser says the health needs of those on the streets are much different than the general population.
These are individuals that have their individual struggles, and we've all known people in our lives who aren't homeless or haven't struggled with homelessness who have very similar struggles, but they have the resources to be able to get the help they need. So the difference is in those people who have true poverty, who have the same struggles, they are the ones that suffer the consequences of homelessness and not being able to get the help that they need.
Weiser says the CHAZ clinics have been providing care to a large number of those disadvantaged folks.
14,500 patients seen at CHAZ in the last year who were defined as having some amount of homelessness. And that is defined by doubling up, which means maybe staying on someone's couch or staying with a friend, but also people who may be on the streets or in shelters.
Dr. Weiser says current diseases that are a threat to that population include influenza, hepatitis A, and pertussis. She says the immunizations for all those diseases are available for free for the underprivileged population at the CHAZ clinics. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.